Good Sunday morning. You are listening to Access Houston. I am your host, KG Smooth. I have in the studio with me Dr. Robert Morrow, who is the Chief Medical Officer for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, we talked to, I like to call him Dr. Bob. If that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
We talked to Dr. Bob a few weeks ago, very briefly, well, for about 10 minutes or so, about the Affordable Health Care Act, known to most as Obamacare, and the importance of getting signed up because that deadline is February the 15th. And now I have him live in studio, which is great. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I am so pleased to be here, and thank you for having me on. I think getting the message out about the upcoming deadline for signing up for health care under the Affordable Care Act is critically important.
So, absolutely.
So great timing for you, and appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. So let's start from the top for those who may not be familiar with the process or any of this. So what is the Affordable Care Act? Is it the same as Obamacare?
Yeah, very good question. And yes, actually it is. And I sort of talk about the Affordable Care Act as being really one of the most sweeping health reform pieces of health reform legislation probably in my generation. Mm-hmm. And among a number of other things, what it does is really provide for access to health insurance to millions of Americans that otherwise either didn't have access to health insurance or was not affordable. Mm-hmm. And so it really expands access to health insurance. And in addition to that, it actually, the law now requires that most people, with some exceptions, actually have to get health insurance. And so it's critically important, I think, to know both of those things.
Yeah, I know that insurance is required on our automobiles, you know, most places where you go to rent an apartment, you know, you have to have renter's insurance to insure the place that you stay, and homeowners with home insurance. And so when this came about, I thought, oh, wow, what an awesome, you know, idea. I know that past presidents kind of tried it. Maybe it didn't work out as much, but President Obama was vigilant and adamant about getting this through. And he did. And it's great, even though it had some pushback. And I thought to myself, you know, well, if it's required for my car to have insurance and my house or my apartment or condo, why is it so bad that it's required for myself to have health insurance for my body and my way of living? Hopefully, maybe I can live longer if I have health insurance. Why is having health insurance so important?
Again, good question. And a lot of people, so the first thing some people think of when they think of why health insurance is important is the financial aspect. They mm-hmm. think of, because it really does. It actually prevents people from what could be catastrophic financial debt mm-hmm. in the event of, say, an accident or an unexpected illness or something like that. So it's critically important to help insulate people from some of the financial consequences of health problems. As a matter of fact, one of the leading causes of bankruptcy in the United States is healthcare debt.
Wow.
And so that's a very real benefit of having healthcare insurance. But I'm a family doc, and mm-hmm. so I can tell you, I think one of the other real benefits, in ways, the true benefit of having health insurance is goes beyond the financial protections that afford you and goes to actually helping you stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because if you have health insurance, then you have better access to physicians and the healthcare system. And that's critically important to get the kind of information and testing and treatments that you need in order to stay healthy.
Yeah.
That can be critically important.
Absolutely. There are so many people with out health insurance, and so I know that this was like the like a gift from the good Lord Jesus to come down, and now I finally have health insurance. You, as being a family doctor, what has the response been? Well, first, let me ask you, have you received patients who now have affordable health care, and what has the response been with them for you?
Well, I can tell you on a global scale that what we've seen from the patients who signed up under on the exchanges last year with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, that I'm excited to report that actually almost, so we had about 700,000 people signed up for Blue Cross Blue Shield, about 550,000 of them in Texas signed up on the exchanges.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, of those, almost 370,000 actually saw a physician for the first time with that health care insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge. That's 370,000 people who not only went and saw a physician, they had a well visit exam, which is like a health, a screening exam, or a, you know, like a wellness physical. That's a huge number. So not only did they begin to get information about their own health, they established a relationship with a physician, which is critically important. Of those, about 87,000 underwent a biometric screening, which means they got lab testing done to help determine if they have problems like diabetes or early diabetes, problems with their kidneys, problems with their liver, you know, other heart problems, like is their cholesterol high. So I'm really gratified to see the number of people who took advantage of their new insurance in order to go establish a relationship with the doctor and begin the process of knowing more about themselves and understanding what they need to do to either stay healthy, or if they have an illness, to begin to take care of it early in the course of the illness, when it's so much easier to take care of not only medically, but also financially.
Yeah, that is so important that you mentioned that. I believe that doctor-patient relation is very critical.
It's critically important. And so by establishing a relationship with the physician, you know, when you have a problem and you're not sure what to do about it, you now have a resource that you can use that might, you know, make it to where you don't have to go to the emergency room where you used to go for certain types of things. Now you have a connection into the healthcare system that is, again, not only is it medically beneficial for you, but financially as well.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because when this was going through the process of getting through, when it was still a bill and in the process of becoming a law, some of the conversations or debates, if you will, that I would have with some other colleagues and friends and people from different walks of life is that they really didn't want it. I mean, I thought that it was awful strange that, you know, people would be a little resistant to that. And one of the questions that I asked, I said, well, we end up paying some type of way. I would rather pay, you know, a certain amount a month for affordable health care than for me being a taxpayer for that person who doesn't have health insurance. When something goes wrong, they go to the emergency room. They can't pay that. Who ends up fitting that bill? You and I, the taxpayer. And so my point was, either way it goes, you're paying either way. It's just through these people going to the emergency room that it's taken out of our taxes through the government, versus you having something and, you know that this is where, you know, this $80 a month or $100 a month is going toward your health insurance. And so that was one of my biggest arguments. Like, we're already paying, you know, when people go to the emergency room. So
as I would say to patients when I was trying to talk to them about wellness and prevention and why it's important, you know, I'd always say it's a lot easier, both financially and medically, to not get sick in the first place.
Right.
Or if you are sick, to identify that early on, to where, and it's a lot easier and, again, less expensive to take care of the problem. So that's one of the best results we can see of the Affordable Care Act, would be for people to actually sign up for health care insurance. And again, the deadline for this year is coming up very quickly.
Next Sunday.
So that's the deadline for the second year of enrollment. And so that's, again, one of besides the fact that it's the law,
right,
and besides the financial protections that signing up gives you, the fact that it also allows you easier access into a healthcare system that can work to keep you healthy.
Yeah.
And as you stay healthy, you're less expensive. So right. society gains from that. As you stay healthy, you're not losing time off of your job.
Yeah.
And so that serves you and your employer and society well. So I think, you know, if people will sign up for their insurance, pay attention to that February 15th deadline, then I think everybody is served well.
So since this is the law, are there any penalties for not getting health insurance?
Yes, and they're actually getting higher. For this year, the penalty is it can be as much as 2% of your annual income or $395, whichever is higher. And that will actually go up in the next few years to where, you know, it's substantial now, but it gets even higher. So there are definitely financial penalties. And again, I'll play my family doc ad and say there are medical penalties too. And that is by not getting the kind of medical care that you could have gotten easier if you had health care insurance.
Now, if I'm listening and I say, you know, I want to sign up, I want to get into the marketplace and weigh my options. However, I have this ailment. I have a pre-existing condition. Will people be turned away from the doctors or whichever when they choose Blue Cross Blue Shield in the marketplace? Will they be turned away due to a pre-existing condition?
No. Actually, that is one of the provisions in the law, which says that no longer can you be denied coverage for a pre-existing illness. And not only that, you can't have the amount of your coverage increased due to that pre-existing illness. And that's actually a big deal. And I can tell you, I had patients that had significant medical problems that they were not managing because they did not have health care insurance and they couldn't get it. And now those same people can get the health insurance that they need and they can get it affordably.
What are some of the common ailments that people are facing here in America? Is it high blood pressure? Is it heart disease? Is it diabetes? Is it HIV/AIDS? Like what?
It's yes. I mean, you did a good job of putting them out there. So absolutely. I would say, particularly in Texas, we have what some might phrase as an epidemic in diabetes.
Wow.
And diabetes is a very significant illness, and it can cause so many different problems for things like with your liver and the blood supply to your feet and other things. It contributes to heart disease and kidney disease. And so diabetes is a tremendous problem in this country and particularly in Texas. And if treated early, you can expect to live. If treated effectively and early, you can expect to live a normal, healthy life.
Well, an article that I read earlier this week in the newspaper, BetterDoctors.com ranked the top 25 healthiest cities in the United States and the top 25 least healthy cities in the United States. Houston came in at number 19 on the least healthy cities in the United States. I thought, wow, your thoughts?
Well, of course, I'm a native Houstonian, so I don't like seeing those kind of stats out there anyway. And again, I think that reinforces the reason why here in Houston and in Texas, we need people to go sign up for the health care insurance. We need them to pay attention to that February 15th deadline and get the information they need, which we can talk about in a minute if you'd like, where to go, to get the information they need to make sure they and their families are signed up for insurance that best meets their needs. You know, in Texas, unfortunately, being first is not always the best thing, and we were first in numbers of uninsured, and Houston is first in Texas in that category. So let's get folks out and have them sign. We don't want to be first in that category anymore.
That's right.
We want people signing up and getting their health care insurance and starting a path to sort of what I would call wellness and prevention for themselves and their family.
So sign up, because the deadline is February 15th, which is next Sunday. Dr. Bob, can people sign up after the deadline?
Well, no, the deadline's a deadline. There are some there are some instances where you could either sign up or change your deadline, and those are called qualifying life events.
Okay.
And so a qualifying life event would be like loss of your previous health care coverage because of a change in job circumstances, like either a new job or you lost your job, a change in your family circumstance, such as the birth of a new child or a death in the family. But beyond that, you need to have signed up by February 15th.
And if not, what is a qualifying event that would allow someone to sign up after February 15th?
Well, that's what I said. The qualifying events are things like loss of coverage you had prior to because of something like loss of a job or a new job or something that happens in the family that, you know, was clearly something you didn't necessarily couldn't do or use to sign up before, and like the birth of a child or the death in the family, something like that.
Okay. So let's get back to the open enrollment session. How can people enroll?
Well, first of all, several things. At Blue Cross Blue Shield, we have a call center that is now manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And it's in English and Spanish. People can talk to you in English and Spanish. And so you can call the call center, and they can give you the information that you need over the phone, talk to one-on-one. They can also direct you services that can help you understand, because signing up for healthcare insurance can be confusing, even for people who have had insurance for a long time. Yeah. So you can imagine, if this is your first time, you're going to have a lot of questions, and they're all good questions.
Okay.
So one, you can, like for Blue Cross, we have a call center. There's also websites that you can go to, like Blue Cross Blue Texas. We have bcbstx.com. And you, if you just go to that website, there's an immediate big link that can direct you to not only get you to actually enroll, but also a number of different links to all kinds of resources with regards to information that you may need, just maybe even understand what's a premium or what's a copay or a deductible, but also help guide you with information so that you can choose the type of insurance that is best for you and your family. And then there's also healthcare.gov, which is the federal government's website that I understand is working just fine. And so you can go to healthcare.gov and also get information you need and the ability to sign up for your insurance right there.
Now, what documentation is needed?
Very good question, because that can help make the process go smoother. So first of all, some form of proof of U.S. citizenship, like a Social Security number or immigration numbers for legal residents. You also need proof of the fact that you live in the state of Texas.
Okay.
And so that could be a driver's license. It could be like a utility bill, something like that, that shows that you actually reside in Texas. You'll need something that demonstrates what your income level is, because one of the things we haven't talked a lot about yet is there are subsidies, which is another word for financial assistance.
Okay.
there is financial assistance available for quite a few people to help cover the cost of the insurance. And so that's why you need to also bring some indication of your income level, because that helps determine whether or not you're eligible for some financial aid.
Okay.
And then if you currently have insurance, it's a good idea to bring that insurance card, because that'll help the person who is working with you kind of know what insurance you've had now, and that'll help guide recommendations as far as what would be good for you going forward.
Okay, yeah, because that was going to be my next question. You know, someone listening saying, okay, they say affordable health care, but what exactly is affordable? You know, I can't afford if it's $150 a month. Like, what determines what one would pay each month?
Right.
And that would be...
Well, that depends on the type of plan you choose. Like, do you go with an HMO-type plan or a PPO plan? And it also depends on the different levels of insurance. They call them the metallics, because there's bronze, silver, gold levels. And so each pays a different part of your medical bill if you go and see the doctor, or go into the hospital, or go into the emergency room. Like, bronze on average pays insurance would pay about 70%, and you would have to cover, excuse me, bronze pays 60%, and you would have to cover 40%.
Okay.
Silver is 70% and 30, gold is 80, 20%. And so like the bronze level would have a lower monthly cost that you pay every month just to have the insurance, but a higher out-of-pocket cost if you actually have to go in and see a doctor, go into the hospital.
Okay.
And so that's why it's important to have your income information, because actually people they determine this all over what is called the federal poverty level, which that's probably a whole another morning discussion as to what that is.
That's a whole another show.
But a family of four who makes less than, I believe it's about $92,000 a year. So for a family of four where the family income is less than $92,000 a year, would be eligible for some form of a subsidy.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people don't understand that. As a matter of fact, about three quarters, around 75% of the people who signed up for health care insurance on the exchanges in Texas last year during the first open enrollment, about 75% were eligible for some form of subsidy.
Oh, wow.
And affordability is one of the biggest reasons people give for not signing up. So for folks who are procrastinating and they understand the deadline for this year's coming up on February 15th, they're saying, well, I just can't afford it. Well, that may not be true.
Right.
Because there may be financial assistance available to them to help them defray or to help them with part of the cost of their health care insurance.
So it is based off of your income that would determine what the
actual amount is. That's right. It's based, again, on your level of income as compared to this thing called the federal poverty level.
Oh, well, that's awesome then. Yeah. So you have nothing to worry about. It's based off of your income. I believe I talked to a young man a couple of weeks ago who has Obamacare, and I think he told me, and I thought that he was not telling the truth. He told me that he's paying 5 cents a month.
Well, that, you know, obviously I don't know about that particular person, there are substantial financial aid available. And that's one of the things that we have at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas is we've put together a subsidy estimator. And so this is a pretty cool tool that somebody who's working with you can help you with, or I believe you can do it on your own. There's a subsidy estimator that you can link to through our website. And so you put in number of family members in the household, the household income, and it can help you give you an approximation of how much assistance you could actually get when you buy health insurance.
And where can people go to get assistance again?
Well, again, if you go to either our website, which is bcbstx.com, you can go to healthcare.gov, and also you can go to our call center, and the link to that call center is also, or the number will be on our website. And that's where you can actually talk to somebody one-on-one and get the information that you need.
And before we go, what can we as everyday citizens do to stay healthy and not, you know, continue to take these trips to the emergency room, to urgent care, to the doctor's office? Yes. I mean, what are just some of the common, basic, just fundamental things that a human being needs to do to stay healthy?
Well, so first of all, as you probably know, and people often don't like to hear, it's really not rocket science. It's what we were probably all told as we grow up, which is, you know, you need to eat healthy.
Right.
You need to exercise. You need to not smoke, or and you need to not put things in your body that don't have any business being there. And so those are actually all critically important. And then sort of with regards particularly to our conversation this morning, making sure that you get your health care insurance, you pay attention to that deadline coming up on February 15th, and once you have that insurance, that you actually use it, that you go. And one of the things that's covered at no cost is a wellness visit. So regardless of what I talked about, the different metallic levels, if you go for a preventive care visit, that's covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you once you have your health insurance. So use that.
Use
go and get a physical. Go and establish that relationship with your physician. Let them help guide you and do the kinds of testing and assessment that helps them understand and helps you understand your body and where you are in your health, and then let you know, yeah, here's what you really need to do in order to stay healthy. I think so. So all the things most of us already know, which is eat right,
yeah,
don't smoke,
of course,
you know, do mm-hmm. you know, wear your seatbelt, wear mm-hmm. a helmet if you're riding them, you know, all the things that we know. But in addition to that, get your health care coverage and then use it.
Yeah. Eat healthy. That's one of the things that I find a little strange, you know, when the doctor's office, they ask you everything except what are you eating? What is it that you're putting in your body? What are you eating? And I think that, you know, in today's age, when everybody's on the go, 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 go. They don't have time to, you know, prepare their own meal. You know, it's fast food here. It's this, that, and the third. And I don't really trust these fast food places. You know, this retarded clone meat that they're having, you know, the chicken wings are all big. Like, this isn't a real chicken wing. Like, come on, what are these steroids in here? You know, I think you just have to be more careful.
Yeah, some of it is not rocket science. It really is eating right, exercising well. But as to our conversation this morning, getting that health insurance, paying attention to the deadline that's coming up on February 15th. And then once you get that insurance, using it. And I want to, again, say that there are a lot of resources. This can be very confusing, and there are lots mm-hmm. of resources. You know, we've put a lot of work into making sure that we have the information available to people in a way and at a time they're best able to receive it. So we have the website, as I mentioned, bcbstx.com. They can go to healthcare.gov. We have our 24/7 call center, and I do have the number for that, which is 1-888-731-0406. Again, it's 1-888-731-0406, and that's 24/7, where people can call and get help and information, answer questions, and actually even sign up.
That is awesome. I love your energy. You would definitely be my doctor of choice. So when you go to bcbstx.com or healthcare.gov, we would like for you to choose Blue Cross Blue Shield in the marketplace. Dr. Bob, you are awesome. Thank you. I would love to be your patient, because you seem like you care, and I believe that that's something that people want in their physician, is someone who cares. And, you know, instead of you, okay, take two of these and call me in the morning, you know.
So. Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you, it's incredibly gratifying to have the privilege of taking care of people as their physician. And I want to thank you as well for having me on the program. I think getting this word out to our community is critically important. Getting the information that our fellow Houstonians need to help, to not only understand they need to sign up and that the deadline's approaching, but also to understand that once they do, using that to help them stay healthy is critically important. So thank you for helping get that word out.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming through again. As Dr. Bob stated, the deadline is next Sunday, February the 15th. You can log on to healthcare.gov or bcbstx.com, or you can call their 24-hour enrollment assistance hotline at 1-888-731-0406. That's 888-731-0406. Thank you all again for coming through. Thank you, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Dr. Robert Morrow, who is the Chief Medical Officer for Blue Cross Blue Shield. I really appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Access Houston.